They have swum, and they swam yesterday.
Okay. When you buy something or pay your bill, some storekeepers will give you a little present, and they say it's for...
Just a little bonus to show their appreciation.
Someone who got caught in a whirlpool and didn't get out of it, you'd say he was...
drowned.
After he went down for the third time, you'd say he...
Drowned?
Uh-huh. I wasn't there. I didn't see him.
Drown.
What does a baby do before it walks?
Crawls.
Okay. You saw something up a tree. You wanted to take a closer look at it, so you went over to the tree and you...
climbed the tree.
It'll be hard, be a hard mountain to...
climb.
My neighbor... she did it last year. She
climbed.
But I have never.
Well, I guess you say climb, but that just sounds terrible, doesn't it?
A lot of people do.
Climb.
If a man wants to hide behind a low hedge, he has to
stoop or bend. Stoop, I guess you'd say.
She walked up to the altar and she...
knelt.
If she's doing it right now, what'd she do?
Kneeling.
Okay. If you're tired, you say, I'm going to...
If you're tired, I'm going to rest.
Okay,
that's what you should say. You lie down, you're supposed to. Well, I mean, that's better for you. Get your feet up. That's what I have to do.
If he didn't get up all morning, he...
stayed in bed.
Talking about something you saw in your sleep, you say, this is what I...
dreamed.
Okay, you say, I dreamed so-and-so, and all of a sudden I...
woke up.
If you bring your foot down heavy on the floor like this, you say, you're doing what?
Stopping.
If a man meets a girl at a dance and he wants to go home with her, he says to her, may I...
take you home?
To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow of the boat and...
pull.
When your car was stuck in the mud or snow, you'd ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a...
push.
Anything else you might
say? Shove, you could say, but I'd rather say push because shove might tighten your car up.
If you carried a very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you'd probably say, I...
lugged it.
If some of your children came into the house and they were playing with something that was really important, what would you tell them to do?
I'd say, now you be careful. Some mothers would say, don't touch that. But I don't know, I just don't think I could.
If you need a hammer, you tell me to...
bring the hammer.
Okay. In playing tag, when the kid... have one place that's a safe place to be and you can't get tagged. What do they call
that? They call that the base.
Okay.
Home base, I think they call it.
You throw a ball and you ask somebody to...
catch.
And I threw the ball and he...
caught.
I've been fishing for trout, but I haven't...
caught. Any.
Let's meet in town. If I get there first, I'll...
wait for you.
After you've... told the child he's going to get a spanking and he doesn't want one, he says, please...
give me another chance.
If a man is in a very good mood, you say he's in a good...
humor.
If you hired a man who keeps on loafing all the time, you might decide to let him go. And you'd say to a friend of yours, I think I'm going to...
fire him or get rid of him.
He didn't know what was going on, but he...
I imagine he kind of suspicion. He acted kind of like he knew what we were saying.
Okay. If someone stole your pencil,